we bring you Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.
Today we're concluding our discussion of the topic, How to Win Your Child to Christ. God gives you just a few years in which to bring your child to a personal knowledge of Jesus Christ as his Savior. During those first few years of his life, you must impress him with the need of Christianity. Through working with your child on his own level, you can slowly but surely bring him to the point where he'll understand what Christianity involves and why he needs to make his own decision to accept Jesus Christ. As you do this, you need to teach him the gospel, the message upon which salvation rests. Yesterday, I pointed out that this involves the realization that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and that the penalty for sin is both physical and spiritual death, everlasting punishment in the lake of fire. Today, I want to finish the gospel message that you must teach your child in order to help him see his personal need of Christ. The Bible says that while we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. And this is the third point of the gospel. God loved you so much that he sent his only begotten Son into this world to give himself as a sacrifice for your sins. You see, death is a punishment for sin. But since Jesus Christ was able to face the temptations of this life without ever breaking the standards of God, he did not deserve to die. The Bible says he was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. But despite his purity, despite the fact that there was no reason for him to die, Jesus Christ voluntarily allowed men to take him to the cross of Calvary, and there on that cross, he gave his life, not for his own sins, but for the sins of mankind. This is why the Apostle Paul could say that God proved his love for us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And this is the message that you must teach your child. He needs to know that his sins have been paid for, that God loved him enough to make the great sacrifice of giving his own Son in his place. And this brings us to the final point. The work of Jesus Christ does no one any good until they personally choose to accept it. The Bible says, If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. We must believe that Christ's work was sufficient to save us, and we must openly confess that belief before men. The word believe means much more than a mere head knowledge of the work of Christ. The Bible uses it here in much the same way that a person might say, I believe in my doctor's ability. In saying that, you're really saying, I trust my doctor, or I depend upon my doctor. And that's what a person must do in salvation. Trust in Jesus Christ, or depend upon Jesus Christ. Through faith in the message of the Word of God, you must rely fully on the work of Christ and nothing else. As you faithfully teach your child these principles, as you regularly pray for him, and as you show him through your consistency what the Lord has done for you, the Holy Spirit will bring him to make his own decision to receive Christ as his Savior. But don't delay. He needs to learn these principles early in life, before the world has had its chance to teach him ungodly principles that might turn him away from the Lord. Let me close by asking if you have received Christ. It'll be impossible for you to train your child to be a Christian unless you have first led the way. If you're not sure of your salvation, ask Jesus Christ to save you right now. Make certain of your own relationship to him so that you can lead your child to know Christ as his Savior in years to come.
You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.